Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate so much you tuning in, and we hope that you listen for the duration of the program, because we intend to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question or a comment, that comment can either be favorable or unfavorable, or maybe you have a Bible question, maybe a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study it on the program. Let us hear from you. You can do so by contacting us at the address that's given by the announcer, or better yet, contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. In our study this morning, I'd like for us to begin by looking at some verses of Scripture in John, the 15th chapter. We always urge you, if you have the opportunity to have your Bibles, to certainly make use of them. In John 15, beginning with verse 1, Jesus says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He that abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you." We see then in these verses that the plain statement of our Lord is made to his disciples when he says there in that fifth verse, "I am the true vine, and you are the branches." In the context of this parable, this brings into clear focus the several aspects of the relationship that we're to have with Jesus. Identifying the characters of the parable is certainly necessary for us to understand and to make the proper application to ourselves. Jesus states that he is the true vine. That is, he is the opposite of anything that might be an imposter, anything that might disguise themselves, to try to pass themselves off as the Son of God. As the vine dresser, the Father superintends the affairs of the vineyard. As Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he identifies them as the branches. And furthermore, he eliminates any possible misunderstanding about who the branches are by using the words you, him, and man. You know, one cannot possibly draw the conclusion that Jesus meant that the branches were churches, were congregations, or religious bodies of any sort. While one would easily understand, there are aspects of our relationship to God that are required through our association with the local church. What we have here recorded in John 15 deals with an individual, the matter of the individual and his Lord. And, you know, this not only helps us to understand our relationship with Jesus and the Father, but also it helps us to see our responsibility. It helps us to see our accountability to them. In fact, Paul declared that our relationship to the Lord would be established on the basis of there being one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, that we read in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. So to understand our attachment to the Lord as that of a branch to a vine is to better understand his role as a mediator. And a mediator is a go-between. So we're talking about Jesus being the mediator between ourselves and the Father. In fact, Jesus said in John 14, verse 6, "No man can come to the Father but by me." Our relationship as a branch to the vine is not, well, let me say it like this. Our relationship as a branch to the vine is for the purpose of sustaining us, and it's for the purpose of seeing our dependence. Notice he says in verse 5, "For without me, you can do nothing." In other words, when the branch is severed from the vine, what is it? It's nothing. See, all of the needed nourishment for even a little branch to produce a grape comes from the vine, does it not? So it is with Christians. All the things necessary to produce the quantity and the kind and the quality of fruit that the Lord demands, it comes from him. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, remember the statement that we often see it on people's t-shirts and maybe even bumper stickers? "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Well, we clearly understand where the source of our strength is located, where it comes from. So the Christian needs to allow himself to be sustained by, I guess the best way of saying it is, a divine diet for a healthy spiritual life. And what this does is it consists of Jesus, who is referred to in John 6 and verse 35 as the bread and the water of life. So we must, as 1 Peter 2, verse 2 tells us, desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. If not, we become spiritually malnourished. We finally, as Jesus describes here, we wither and we die. And when we recognize that dependence on Jesus is the only means for our success as a disciple, then we'll be an effective branch that bears fruit, always remembering that our accomplishments for Christ's cause is not the result of our own resources, it's not the result of our own money, our own ability, or anything of the sort, but it's rather as stated in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 7. "Neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but God giveth the increase." See, it's only through our connection to the vine that we can be properly nourished. So this connection to the vine is to be one of being productive. Productive for a divine purpose, a divine reason. Jesus said in John 15, again there in verse 5, "He that abides in me and I in him, the same brings forth much fruit." See, all life forms have purpose. They're productive, they're producing after their own kind, as God created it in the very beginning in Genesis 1. So the spiritually minded man, it's really no different. And in this parable, the vine dresser looks to the branch for much fruit. And yet, he says, branches that bear no fruit, in verse 2, are taken away. They're severed from the vine. So again, Amen. Again, we're not talking about churches. We're not talking about religious organizations. We're talking about an individual. Again, if a man cannot bear fruit when severed from the source that sustains it, he will wither. And that's clear in verse 6. And in this condition, he is of no value to the vine dresser. And what? Well, he's cast forth as a branch, gathered and burned. So, in connection with this thought, even those branches that are barren fruit, let's understand, will be pruned so that even more fruit can be produced. And see, this is accomplished by the Word of God. The Word of God actively working in our lives, teaching us how that, like Hebrews 12 verse 1 says, we need to be laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. There's some that want to assume that the fruit mentioned in this parable are the fruit of the Spirit identified in Galatians chapter 5. That is, love, joy, peace, and long-suffering. But while these certainly are called fruit, they're also characteristic of the fruit. What does the vine dresser expect to see on the branch? Is it one grape or many grapes? The term that we have here in John 15 is much fruit. Much fruit answers the question. See, Jesus emphatically said in verse 8 that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. Clearly, Jesus' concern in this parable is what the fruit produces. Being a disciple, therefore, depends upon being producive of the fruit that God would have us to produce. That must be fruit that is accordance to His will, His word, because that's how we are assured of abiding in the vine, is when we abide in His word. So let us ask ourselves, do I allow myself to be completely sustained by Christ? Am I a productive branch, standing ready to be pruned for an even higher yield of fruit unto the Lord? Again, let's read the passage that we've used as our text. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Friends, we see our time is up. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer. Magnify, oh,
magnify. Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbottville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.